We're back on with Pete Sorrell, continuing our Western UP report. Thanks for more time.
You bet, Adam. In this fall weather, it's nice to be sitting there with a cup of coffee and talking shooting sports and fishing with you.
Absolutely, and we're going to get to both of those. Let's start with opening a bow season here now. We did a little bit of deer hunting preview. We talked a little bit about the Liberty Hunt and a few stories out west there. But I want to get into the average bow hunter and what you are expecting them to experience this year, because deer numbers seem to be really good in the Western UP.
Yeah, I think they'll do well. I mean, I've got some guys that are, you know, really excited for the opener. And more so now, you know, the baby boomers are getting older, so we like to we like to do our hunting early when we're not freezing our butts off. So I notice a lot of my friends now are, you know, they're getting proficient with their crossbows, and they like hunting with this time of the year more so than December. So I think they're really going to have a good opener. And, you know, when it gets nice next week, especially, I know we talked about it before, those acorns are doing so well.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about those acorns for a minute. I know last year was really, really high numbers of acorns in the Western UP. And this year, it seems like it's more of the same. Maybe not quite as many as last year. What do you think?
I don't know. Over here, you know, like I said, my camp is on North Fair Oaks, and I've got a lot of oak trees by me, and there are just, I can't get over this, the amount of acorns that are around this year. And I think it's just as good as last year, in our area, anyway.
Yeah. No, that's encouraging. I've been hearing lots of reports of bear hunters finding just stomachs full of acorns when they're gutting their bears out. So, all right, well, we'll have to wait and see if you hear about any nice deer being taken and what the reports are from the hunters. Let's go to the fishing report then. Have you been out yourself at all, or have you been doing hunting stuff at camp?
Yeah, I've been doing stuff at camp. I'm getting the stands all set up and been doing that a lot. And because my nephews, they like to come to camp, and they're getting excited about deer hunting. But like I said, I'm anxious to go out there with my crossbow. But I've been talking to some of the fishermen, because those guys that are running the river are doing well. There seems to be a lot of fish in the system with all the water. The deep pools are just seem to be loaded with fish. So, and I'm talking at the shop there with Fred. We're seeing a lot of fishermen now. But I got to tell you, Adam, if you're going to use night crawlers, you better find some, because I know they're done bringing night crawlers around. So make sure you got bait, you know, before you come up this way.
Spawn, crawlers. I've been getting great reports on beads from river fishermen, and I expect that to continue with the rivers chock full. It's going to be a good year for spawning for pretty much anything that's headed in there this fall. So thank you so much for the report, Pete, and I look forward to catching up with you again next week. Have a great weekend.
All right. Thanks, Adam. And, you know, what I always say, make sure if you're going fishing, take a kid with you.
There you go. Pete Sorrell giving us the Western UP report right here on the Outdoor Show.